Spy spouse Rosario Ames gets over 5 years in prison. Britain's John Major is ready for talks with IRA's Sinn Féin. U.S. and North Korea set to sign nuclear pact. Good Friday morning, Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup. The wife of CIA turncoat Aldrich Ames has been sentenced in Alexandria, Virginia, as Barry Bagnato reports.
Her voice wavering at times, Rosario Ames asked for leniency. Federal Judge Claude Hilton did not stray from the recommended sentence, sending her to prison for 5 years and 3 months for conspiring to commit espionage. A separate two-year sentence for tax fraud conspiracy will be served concurrently. Ames argued that she helped her husband because he had convinced her the Russians might kill her and her son. "I was trapped in a prison," she said. Her attorney, John Hume, called it the worst form of spousal abuse. Prosecutor Mark Holkauer accused Ames, a native of Colombia, of running from the truth, declaring she sold her adopted country for greed. She showed little emotion as she was led away. Prosecution sources say it's likely she will not serve out the entire sentence given her today. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Alexandria, Virginia.
More than 7 weeks after the Irish Republican Army began observing a ceasefire, British Prime Minister John Major went to Belfast today to announce he's now ready to start historic peace talks with Sinn Féin, the IRA's political wing.
"If we can continue reasonably to assume that Sinn Féin is establishing a commitment to exclusively peaceful methods, if the IRA continues to show that it has ended its terrorism, then we shall be ready to convene exploratory talks before this year is out."
Sinn Féin leader Martin McGuinness was quick to respond.
"We have a changed situation now, and we have the British government showing a degree of imagination with an announcement which I broadly welcome."
But hardline Protestant leader Ian Paisley accused Major of a sellout.
"He told us on the 15th of December in the House of Commons that there must be the clearest possible renunciation of violence. Sinn Féin has never renounced violence. In fact, that ceasefire declaration was a very, very strong defense of violence, eulogizing the people who had committed some of the most atrocious of murders."
On Monday, Major holds talks with Irish Prime Minister Albert Reynolds. In London today, two IRA guerrillas were jailed for 25 years for plotting a bombing campaign last year. In Geneva, the U.S. and South Korea are about to sign, make that North Korea, about to sign a landmark nuclear agreement under which Pyongyang agrees to freeze and eventually dismantle its nuclear weapons program. In tacit recognition of that accord, the U.S. and South Korea today announced cancellation of the annual Team Spirit war games that have always angered the North. But in Seoul, U.S. Defense Secretary William Perry indicated there's no thought now of bringing home the 37,000 U.S. troops in South Korea.
"The level of our military forces here are determined by the conventional military threat from North Korea. And we could only consider a reduction in them at such time as we see a significant reduction in that threat."
Under the Geneva Accord, Washington and Pyongyang will move steadily towards establishment of full diplomatic relations. A rescue helicopter searching for survivors of a rush hour bridge collapse today in Seoul. At least 32 people were killed and 17 injured when part of the wide span fell into the Han River, taking with it cars, vans, and a packed bus. Newsman Jason Massman has more.
"The 145-foot bridge section fell between two pilings during the early part of a rainy morning rush hour. Rescue crews worked through the day to pluck victims from the muddy waters of the Han River. The 15-year-old bridge was one of Seoul's main arteries and was slated for replacement by the end of the decade out of safety concerns. Already, Seoul's mayor has been fired because of the disaster, and the prime minister has offered to resign to take responsibility."
Israeli police are rounding up suspects in Wednesday's Tel Aviv bus bombing that killed 21 people. Jesse Shulman has that.
Reports here say Israeli security forces have made arrests in the West Bank in connection with the Tel Aviv bus bombing, but there's no news of a breakthrough. Among those picked up have been members of the family of the presumed suicide bomber, who appeared in a videotape passed to news agencies yesterday by Islamic extremists. Israeli press reports say security forces are concentrating on finding a young Palestinian chemist nicknamed the Engineer, believed to have built the Tel Aviv bomb and two other bus bombs used in suicide attacks earlier this year. There's fresh trouble along Israel's border with Lebanon. Lebanese guerrillas have fired four salvos of rockets and mortar shells across the border since last night. There are no casualties reported. The attack follows the killing of as many as five Lebanese civilians by Israeli artillery yesterday. Jesse Shulman, CBS News, Jerusalem.
Jury selection continues today in secret in the O.J. Simpson case, as David Dow reports.
For the second day, prospective jurors will be led into court one by one for private questioning about their exposure to what Judge Ito calls unprecedented press coverage. The hot-button issue, of course, is a controversial book portraying Simpson as an obsessive, jealous man prone to violent rages. Attorneys for both sides, including defense lawyer Johnny Cochran, pressed for closing this part of jury selection.
It's absolutely imperative that these jurors be able to be candid in their responses, and that we be able to follow up on the questions, and that they not be heard by other jurors so that they give politically acceptable answers.
Cochran says some of the first 18 jurors questioned in private conceded some knowledge of the book that caused the current furor. A court document said six jurors were dismissed from the case. No reasons were given. David Dow, CBS News, Los Angeles.
An FDA advisory panel last night recommended approval of the nation's first laser device to correct nearsightedness, but only if it meets strict safety guidelines. The panel also said the manufacturer of the OmniMed device should demonstrate a 75% success rate for improving patients' vision to 20/25 or better. The Department of Energy plans to announce today a nearly $2 billion program to build a giant laser complex to generate tiny bursts of thermonuclear fusion energy. The New York Times reports the project is likely to give a new lease on life to the Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory in California. A week of floods and now fire has devastated southeast Texas and left 17 people dead. KTRH newsman Mike Makarowicz has the story.
Southeast Texas is still reeling from a week of floods and flames. In Liberty, airboats and National Guard trucks are the only way around many neighborhoods after the river bested the town's best effort. Now the only hospital in Liberty is swamped. Nurse Dana Pittman says this couldn't be a worse time to have a submerged emergency room.
Our nearest hospital that we can get to, the easiest right now would be the Beaumont Hospitals. And they are, what, 60 miles away.
In Houston this morning, crews begin cleaning up the remnants of that massive diesel and gasoline fire on the San Jacinto River. Despite the more than 12-hour fire, Colonial Pipeline Sam Whitehead says a lot of fuel remains, making the cleanup dangerous work.
When you're talking about a petroleum product that's flammable wherever it goes, there's a possibility that it'll be ignited.
After a disastrous week, weary Southeast Texans can only hope their trial by fire and water is finally coming to an end. Mike Makowicz for CBS News, Houston.
An early morning hangar fire has destroyed a dozen airplanes at the Oxnard, California airport. Damage is put at $3 million. Six young people were sitting on a porch in Lone Oak, Arkansas, when one of them, 18-year-old Kevin Barnes, allegedly said he would shoot and kill the next person who spoke. Then 14-year-old Nina Scott said something. Then she was shot in the forehead. Now Barnes is charged with first-degree murder in what the police chief calls a totally senseless killing. Overseas, the dollar is lower, London gold is up 70 cents, and on Wall Street, the Dow is down 21.5 points. 10 past the hour.